Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for us to begin our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio with our weekly complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It happens that the DJ viewers have thoughts. We've talked about all of these stories this week in one way or another, so we'll recap and talk and throw in some of our own opinion, maybe some of the new information that has come to our attention over the course of the week as the talkers has their top 10 stories and top 10 people list published every Friday. You can read it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10 on the story list is Dave Chappelle and what happened with him. At number 9, race relations. Number 8, the crime situation in our country and what's bringing it to the, you know, why are we having so much violence and that sort of thing. Elon Musk, number 7, and the social media, the Twitter thing. COVID is 6, lowest it's been for a couple of years on the countdown list. The war is number 5, which sort of surprises me, but when you look at the other items, the economy number 4, January 6th, number 3, how disappointing that's where it is. And 3 and 2 kind of go together with partisan politics. And then, of course, number 1 has to do with the continuing conversation of the Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. I'm at a loss to a point in terms of finding. Yeah, it's kind of rumor mongering. The release of the information to somebody at Politico that perhaps there's been a vote, tentative vote taken on the case that involves Roe v. Wade, whether Alito, I guess I should look at the people list and we can go from there. At number 10 on the people list is Dave Chappelle. Elon Musk is at 9. Janet Yellen is 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Alito is 6. Dr. Oz is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. J.D. Vance is 3. Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. So, the Alito thing about how he's been working on this, that's part of the rumor mill this week. There are a lot of things, and it's, you know, it's some of this stuff, the response is pretty predictable, and we don't have to go through what, you know, everybody has said about it. The same things have been said for decades. It's, you know, all sort of, it's there, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel the emotion, the anger, the effects that it has on people. The whole thing is, it is part of politics. I guess probably it could be coupled, as I said, with number 2, the partisan politics, because it all seems to be somewhat political. And so here we are. And we don't have, my point of view has been, and ladies, I want you to jump in. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner from the DJV show. This is something that has been part of the landscape since the early 1970s. A lot of people thought that it was settled law, including two people who are now in the Supreme Court, who told their inquisitors when they were up for being appointed that it was settled law, thus the idea that they wouldn't take an active role or they wouldn't change what already is quote-unquote settled law. Now they appear to be, and I don't use this term lightly, I don't like the word lie, but it certainly looks like they're a couple of liars. That seems to that's the story as far as I'm concerned. The other stuff is so predictable, but these two guys, these two.
I do want to point out, though, that and it's really important whenever we talk about the Supreme Court getting involved with any controversial issue, whether it's abortions or gun rights or freedom of speech, it's really important to understand that what they're looking at is a piece of legislation that has been passed up in the court system, that they're not looking at what we think is a law and saying yes or no, it's what we think. It's they're looking at whether or not whatever lawsuit, this one happens to be on behalf of a few states who take issue with the fact that Roe, and this has always been the argument with Roe versus Wade, and I know there are so many emotional arguments. And
you mean the,
like,
whether it's a home rule, states' rights, that sort of thing?
Whether it's states' rights or not. I mean, typically, if you read through, if you are a constitutionalist, you believe in states' rights. As much can be returned back to the states should be returned back to the states, and that has been since the beginning the push. And in fact, many people, including, I think, Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself, said you have to be very careful with how Roe versus Wade was actually written and how it was decided upon, because there is an argument, a compelling and good argument, that it should be up to the states to decide. So I think it's really dangerous, because a lot of the stuff that's out there, and I get it, because it's an emotionally charged issue, and it's, you know, a lot of people feel very personally and deeply about this, and so it's like you have to understand that when you're talking about it, and you have to take people's feelings into heart, but you also have to look at how the law should be applied all the way across the board. I think there are a lot of people out there who are saying that abortion is simply going to be illegal in the country. That's not necessarily true. I mean, I'm living in a state right now where Gavin Newsom is trying to codify abortion basically creating California as a sanctuary state for people who are seeking that procedure. So
yeah, Connecticut's doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is going to be...
Almost all the states in New England are doing. Well, it still is the fact that you have to hide or you have to run away. That's part of the issue. But the other part of it for me isn't even the issue that you're talking about or the issue of Roe v. Wade. What I find troubling is that with all of the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with the war, with the economy, with COVID, here are three huge mountains that we all have to climb pretty much every day in dealing with the reality of life. So these people have to be aware, and they can, if they want to, if they choose to, not necessarily take this up now. There's no mandate that they have to come up with a decision. Well, I understand that.
It's a reality. Look, I don't like it either. I think there's a lot that we can be talking about politically that, you know, that this isn't great timing, because I think what it does is it just polarizes us even more.
Well,
right?
Unbelievably. Yes.
But at the same time, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. They took it up. And what I find really appalling is that we don't even know what their decision is going to be yet. Apparently, according to the fact that this leak has come out is extremely dangerous. You've got people now standing in front of justices' homes with, like, pitchforks. I mean, this is not helpful to the country. It's just pouring gasoline on it. The decision would have been the decision when it's released in June, and people could have reacted at that point as they are now. Now people are, you know, having their lives threatened and all of this stuff. I mean, it's not good.
Jennifer, if in fact some of this, the reaction to the leak, it was aimed at getting at least a vote or two.
Well, yeah, to change people's minds. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it appropriate. And actually, the decision for Roe was leaked out. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly dangerous. And this, you know, you've heard other Supreme Court justices speak out and say, you know, we do preliminary votes all the time. We even write preliminary arguments all the time before we actually come to a final conclusion.
Yeah.
So, right. And so, you know, I guess maybe that was the intention of this person leaking it out. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it does the system
very
well.
They find who the leaker was?
Now, no, I think they believe that it could be an aide working for Sotomayor. That's like the leading person, but I don't know if we actually know.
All right, so let's couple number one with number two in terms of partisan politics, but I'm going to take this in a different way, ladies, if I may. The president has announced that there's a new replacement for Jen Psaki, who has been the press secretary since Joe Biden was elected. The lady's name is Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. She has been the deputy press secretary, and so the story hasn't become that she's the next press secretary. The story is that she's black and that she's gay, and that's not the story, as far as I'm concerned. Needs not
for a lot
to be
of people.
Story.
It is. She's
okay,
the first.
Okay, that's fine.
For both.
Yeah, right.
Openly gay and
she,
black.
She is the most qualified because she's been the assistant press secretary. That's
she has
the
an
lead
extensive
for me.
Background. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's good at her job. And so under the circumstances, you know, she's worked for Kamala Harris. I don't really care about any of that stuff. I care, and I don't have a choice in this because this is an appointed position. But
you mean Joe didn't call you and say, "Hey, Dougie, what do you think?"
Yeah,
but it's appalling. that the headline, the first thing out of anybody's mouth when you look at the story, if you Google it, is not about her background, not about her good work, but the fact that she's gay and she's black. And
well,
to me, I find
too.
That appalling.
But think about this. Once upon a time, somebody who could have been the most qualified person for a position would not get that position either because they were a woman or because
exactly.
they were a person of color or because of their sexuality.
That's wrong. That's
exactly.
wrong, too. I'm
absolutely.
With you.
And that's, but because this is the first, that's also a testament of how far we have come. Still not far enough in certain standards, but we've come far enough that there is a person that is first, and that is a big deal.
But it's not the only. Because it's not a big deal to Doug, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of people.
Look,
it's
first are always going to be first,
especially
right?
gay people and black women. Sure, yeah.
First are always going to be first, and so you just have to understand that that's how it's going to be. What I hope for this country's sake is that there is going to be a change in the press department because they're not changing the communications chair, and I think that's even more important than what Jennifer.
How does that work, Jennifer? What are you talking about?
I think that there is a bad strategy, and I'm not saying this because I don't agree with Biden politically. I'm saying this as someone who is a public relations major who looks at like messaging for these candidates, and constantly, time and time again, Biden will come out and say something, the administration pulls it back. Or, you know, very famously, Jen Psaki was known as the circle back girl because she would never give those answers. Now, she got criticized for that and she made some changes, but there still felt like there was this bit of transparency. I think that Karine Jean-Pierre, I've seen her. She's only done a few press briefings, I think, when Jen Psaki had COVID, but she's filled in for her. I think she has the capability of really kind of taking
I think she's better than Psaki from what I've
well,
seen.
Well, I think
her,
that
frankly.
She's been more reserved.
How
when
have you
she's
seen her,
that.
Though, Doug? You just said you didn't know anything about her.
I didn't know that she was, I knew she was black. I didn't know she was gay. That was my point. But
well, I mean, I've watched her get better than Psaki. That's what I was asking.
Well, I think she comes across already. She seems to come across. I think Psaki was a very negative influence on how the news was covered. Yeah, that's the way I looked at it.
Well, I mean, just in watching her, I watched her fill in for Psaki, and I thought she was always a little more reserved, and that was because she was filling in for someone. But now that this is going to be her role, there's a real opportunity to make some changes and to get your messaging better, sharper, more consistent. And hopefully, and I think that's good for the whole country, because regardless of whether or not you agree with what's coming out of the administration, you want one solid message. And
right.
so hopefully this
no,
will be
really
an opportunity for kind of a new start in that direction.
Yeah. What is really going on is what people need to know and deserve to know. That's one of the questions. And, you know, there are a lot of great questions. I'd love to be in one of those things one day and ask questions. That'd be fun for all of us. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour. Trending items now this week. Questions that we've asked you and your responses on social media to some of the big issues of the week. Mother's Day. What are people saying about Mother's Day? Because this is Mother's Day weekend. I think that's an apt conversation to have, certainly acknowledging our moms, don't you think? Jay, what are people saying?
Yeah, it was really sweet seeing a lot of the tributes to mamas. Nicole Oswald says, my mom was the most wonderful mom anyone could wish for. Kind, understanding. She took care of seven of us like a champion.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, we lost her a few years ago and miss her every day and hope she's having a good time in heaven and ends it with love you, mom.
That
was really sweet.
Yeah. What else have you got there that's cute?
Yeah, Luella Bennett says, my mother made something out of practically nothing for 10 kids. The last three were triplet boys.
Yeah.
Mom taught us respect, hard work by example, fed us with the proverbial loaves and fishes sometimes. Times were hard growing up after my father lost his job in the coal mines when I was 8, the number 6
child.
Sounds
like a song, doesn't it?
In the coal mines.
Mom was the glue that kept everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jan Rose says, she taught me to read when I was 3. The first book I read was Heidi. I was 5 when I read it a few years ago. My husband got it for me on Mother's Day as a Mother's Day gift on the 50th anniversary of her mom passing. That is beautiful.
Very nice. Okay, Roe v. Wade, you've had a number of comments. People certainly want to be heard and seen on this issue. So what do you have there?
It's definitely a passionate conversation. People are for it. People are against it. People say it doesn't matter if you're for or against it. It should be a state issue. Deb Keller says it's completely horrific. Who gets to make determinations on others? There is no free health care, child care, or maternity pay to say that all of this is about a baby. Donna Alou says, since the Supreme Court decision, technology has advanced considerably. Viability has increased at a much younger gestation. Plus, we have ultrasounds very clearly showing a developing baby. No babies of viable gestational age should be permitted to be aborted.
Yeah.
We also gave the option, because some people would prefer to remain anonymous, so we did give the option that you could just send us a direct message.
Yeah.
So this was one of the anonymous DMs. People make all the excuses in the world, but it doesn't matter because what it is ending a life. There's life and someone makes an excuse to end that child's life. Kids are amazing gifts from God, and even in the womb, they are still growing children. Sean Watson adds, it's long overdue. This country will never heal as long as mothers have the right to murder children. Mike,
it's going to heal the other way either. Unfortunately, there seems to be no middle ground. Go ahead.
I would love a definition of mother on that one too from that guy.
Mike Zadra says this should be another do whatever you want issue. It's no one's expletive deleted business but your own in a free country.
So yeah, I mean the sense that you get here from people. Is the same sense that this thing has been going on up and down and sideways. I've been doing this since 1974 on the air, and there is not one bit of any of this that's changed. One iota. It hasn't changed. So, anyway. All right, what else? We got one more quickie? Yeah, no.
Yeah, Tim Lowe says it should be a state-level issue. If you want it in your state, then vote on it. If you don't want it, vote on it. The federal government should not be dictating this to all states. This is what living in a republic is all about.
That's an interesting point of view, isn't it? You take a lot of the states' rights. That's what Jennifer was pointing out earlier as well. So, yep, a lot of food for thought. Always have lots of interest in your input, social media, Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build a future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News. There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The gorgeous ladies of the DJD program are here. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keela, Jay Kirshner. I'm actually kind of gorgeous myself, depending on the day. Doug Steffen is the name. This is the DJV program overview of what's happened this week in the News Talk Radio world, stories that we've talked about from the official charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th from Talkers Magazine. Find the lists at talkers.com or djvshow.com. We are at, looking around, I just was going back through a couple of the older topic lists, the story lists from Talkers over the past month or two, trying to find one story that was nice. And yeah.
Good luck, because nobody likes to talk about nice.
I know.
We're all a bunch of masochists. We're like, did you see that train crash overnight? Oh.
That was really the reason that I was happy that Jay asked the question about Mother's Day, and we threw that into our conversation.
Just give us something.
We need the fluffy stuff.
Good Lord. Anyway.
I mean, even the celebrity stuff has been terrible.
Oh,
Will Smith,
horrible.
Johnny Depp. I mean, all of the, even the celebrity stuff has not been
fun.
Right.
Right. No, it hasn't. All right. Well, let's go back to things that aren't fun. Number 4 on the people list, Madison Cawthorn. I don't get this, but then I don't get a lot of stuff that comes out of this pipeline.
I would love to know what this guy's deal is.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, but
that's the best thing you've said for a long time. I wish I could help you.
When I saw, like, the whole thing about orgies and stuff, when it comes to Washington, D.C., I just, like, I tuned out.
No surprise, yeah.
And I know that a lot of, like, I know a lot of Republicans are, like, upset with him, and he then, there were pictures of him, like, dressed in drag, and then he said that he was dressed in drag because he was playing a game on a cruise ship. I mean, I just don't know.
But the thing
that
also, but beyond that stuff, which he's admitted that he kind of, you know, with the whole drugs and all, I don't know, he's kind of a mess.
Fudging a little.
Like, yeah, right. But, like, how do you, like, why is he, this is the third time he got busted with a loaded weapon at an airport? Like, don't you, doesn't he know better at this point? Like, I don't know. I just, I don't get
Welcome
this. I don't
America,
know what this guy's issue is, but I think he's got a lot of psychological problems.
There you go. Okay. Economy is number four this week. Mortgage rates are escalating quickly, reaching their highest point since the recession. That was in, the, what, 2010? This is not a great, this is not great news. Didn't do the stock market any. Well, the stock market was up and down. It was pretty good at the end of the week,
Jones
and it went
was,
down. Boom.
It plunged more than 1,000 points on Thursday, which.
Yeah, it had the best day in 3 years on Wednesday, and then the worst
and then
day.
Yeah. And then I guess when, as we do this show, which airs throughout the weekend, we're awaiting a jobs report, and the jobs report is not expected to be all that great. What I think it just shows you is we're in an unpredictable time. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who say, I think, what was the last number? Like 35% of economists think we're headed towards a recession. Other people don't. Nobody wants to wish a recession on anybody. So it's like,
we got to get out of this war,
do?
Though, and $6,
well,
$7
and
diesel
to,
fuel and $5
gasoline. We have to stop the ridiculous conversation about even more spending. Look, the government's already spending like a drunken soldier drinks.
Well, it's not
rum.
So much that, Jennifer, as the way the waste. I mean, with the report that came out this week about where the money went for the PPP program, the billions of dollars that you might as well have flushed down the toilet because it didn't benefit anybody, really. It meant few,
well, there are a lot of people that took advantage of it.
Stories.
I feel like we kind of all knew that to some extent, though. I remember us talking about it here and
they
how fast these loans were being rolled out. And, you know,
and they
had
to be because people were being put out of business. It's like there was no other option but to get the money out. And now people are getting investigated for it. But I think the conversation that's been going on about free college and refunding people's college tuition money to the tune of, like, what, $35 billion or something like that?
Well, now
we can't
the
do it right now.
There's a focus on doing it for people who need to have that relief.
I mean, it should
just
be need based.
Everybody, if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't agree. Well, I agree with to a point. The average mortgage rate now is 5.27%. 2-3 months ago, it was 2 points less than that. It was right around 3%. That'll slow down the housing. It may slow down. And the housing market is so crazy now, and there's so much.
The problem
really
is that it screws renters even more. I'm a renter, and our rent went up like 9%, which is just, you know,
it's
insane.
Go up. That stuff's going to go up. Yep.
And it's going to keep going up.
Prices are
going
to go up.
So then you can't get a mortgage. So it's just people are stuck. And that's what's literally squeezing the middle class into non-existence. That's what will happen.
Elizabeth Warren is to the rescue. She's going to tax all those big, bad corporations, imposing a minimum tax.
Yeah, remember we talked about the 19 American companies that pay in the negative amounts of taxes?
For me, being a resident of Massachusetts, she's one of the senators from Massachusetts. It's like everything she says is like scratching the blackboard with fingernails.
It's it's not honest to have a conversation about taxing, you know, a handful of billionaires. And she goes after them all the time, and we hear the public debate between her and Elon Musk. The idea is, if you don't have a lot of money in your own household budget, you don't go out and spend more. And so until this government is ready to dump all of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that is happening within it, until it stops getting bigger by the second, we're going to never get rid of this problem. We've pumped so much cash into the market, and some of it was needed because of COVID. We've got to take a step back, and we have to run the country more like we run our own household or our own businesses.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
Where you can't overspend. And so it's great for these blowhards to go out there and say, we need to do this and that. It's
and
like
she's
you're never
such a phony.
Fix the problem.
Because she has been, and nobody knows how this has happened. She was, she was a college professor, wasn't she before?
She was my friend's Harvard law professor.
Yeah, she was a law professor, right. So she got, you know, an average, she was paid about the same doing that as she is as a senator. But somehow or other, her net worth has gone up to about four times what it was before she was a senator. I always ask those questions because I think...
Well, they all do that. They all have speaking engagements and books and all kinds of stuff and donations made, and they all do that.
Mitch McConnell says
yeah,
no
look at his wealth.
To student loan socialism. Let's get those guys.
Okay, so of yeah. all, so I was at Mar-a-Lago this week, and President Trump spoke to us for a half an hour-ish and watched this movie, 2,000 Mules, with us. There was only one person that he really spoke negatively about, and he talked about, he talked about Joe Biden and the country, yes, but the person that he actually railed against was Mitchie Baby. Even Mike Pence, he's like, Mike Pence was a good vice president to me. He was, like, actually very, like, low-key across the board. But when it came to Mitch McConnell, whoo, doggy.
So I see Mike Pence and both Mike Pence and Kamala Harris were out on the road this week talking about Roe v. Wade in part. And the two of them couldn't have addressed, I mean, I guess you could predict it. But Pence really, for his personality, took a real shot at Kamala Harris. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I got a lot of other ground to cover here. Number five is the war. Now we find out as the week comes to an end that the U.S. helped to sink that Russian ship. Apparently there was intelligence provided to the Ukrainians. And so this, well, is this going to make the Russians angry?
Well, it is. And that's why the EU came out. The president of the EU said, you know, look, this is dangerous to be out here advertising that American intelligence helps sink that Russian warship.
Where'd that information come from? It's been reported.
It's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC News.
But where'd they get the information? Where'd they get it?
Anonymous U.S. officials have apparently leaked this.
So
and the problem, though, is that...
good Americans.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, a lot of Americans are happy to hear that we're the reason that Ukraine is having these injuries. The problem, though, is that the Pentagon is now saying, well, wait a second, you know, we're not going to confirm or deny, because Putin is going to take this as a direct threat and direct action from
the United States. I think that Biden should come out and say, yeah, we sank that ship, and you know what? We're going to sink another one if you don't get the heck out of there and stop the genocide. We're going to sink one every day until you stop the genocide.
That's what everyone's backing up against the corner. Everyone's got their back up against the wall now with the threat of nuclear war.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
so George,
I mean, who wants a nuclear war? Nobody wants that.
Of course not. Nobody wins. So former President Bush, George W. Bush, was with the Ukrainian president apparently this week. He said, among
Zoom,
other things,
but yeah.
Yeah, right. He's the Winston Churchill of our time. I don't know if that's true, but
it's a bit
under
soon
the circumstances.
To
yeah, right, exactly.
That, but, you know.
He said, quote, President Zelensky assured me they will not waver in their fight against Putin's barbarism and thuggery. Okay. I mean, it's a typical George Bush. Nice that he had the call, but what comes out of it is nothing.
Not the show of support.
Yeah, right. Bill Richardson, who was former U.N. ambassador, he was a senator, congressman, governor of New Mexico. He's working on trying to get Brittany Griner, that's how we pronounce her.
Griner,
I always ask you that, yeah. From the Russian prison.
They're classifying her as a political prisoner now.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Right. So what's he trying to do? He's working back channels?
Well, he helped negotiate the Trevor Reed's release. And so now that the government has, like Jen said, has officially said that this was wrongful detention, it kind of gives him a little more leeway to go in and, I guess, try to negotiate some terms to get her released.
Yep. Okay, number six this week on the countdown is COVID. Interesting. This is the lowest this has been since, what, March of 2020, right? And the story this week, as we end the week, is that the feds are after Johnson & Johnson. There's something that's not new. In this case, they're after them because of the vaccine and what it may lead to, i.e. blood clots. This is something that is not a problem. I know that there have been clots. Has there been any other problem with either Pfizer or Moderna when it comes to this?
No, the J&J warning from the FDA now is that unless you absolutely cannot, for whatever medical reason, get the other two, then Johnson & Johnson is a last resort. But they're concerned about the blood clotting, and there's a bleeding syndrome called TTS. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it happens, though, within 1 to 2 weeks of you getting the vaccine. So if you had Johnson & Johnson and you're fine, don't sweat this news because you're fine.
Yeah. You're
like, if you've gotten it more than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Keelan says you're fine.
Number seven on both lists, Elon Musk. What can be said for him? He's a very interesting American character. There's so many different threads to this story, including his relationship with Amber Heard.
Is he an American citizen?
He was a Canadian. Well, he was born in Canada. I don't know.
South Africa, I thought.
Right. He was born in South Africa. He lived in Canada, then he moved to the United States. And he's only, 49? How old is this guy?
He's 50, I guess, right?
50-something, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 51 next month.
The reason he's getting put on the list not only is because of, obviously, the Twitter purchase, and
right.
I guess the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is looking over the deal with Twitter, and they want to do an antitrust review. So the government now stepping in to try to, I don't know if they're going to make it harder for him to get into to Twitter, set up hurdles, or what this is all about.
He hasn't made a lot of friends because he's a big, powerful guy who says basically up yours to the government, and they don't like that. Number eight, I don't know. Crime and violence is over and over. It's the same story every week, more and more. What are we doing to ourselves is the question.
One thing I would say, I've seen so many stories just in the local news here in New Jersey of cars being stolen, like, out of parking lots.
Yeah.
And in every case, either someone left their keys in the car or they left the car running. Like, don't do that. People are stealing cars. Don't leave your car running. It's pretty simple.
Well, the other thing that's ancillary to that, one of the biggest theft rings in the world is going around. Now they're starting with car dealerships and stealing the catalytic converters.
Oh, yeah, they steal them out of people's front yards.
Parking lots, garages, you name it, they're there. It's a huge problem. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of May 2nd to the 6th here. At your service, number 10 on the story list is the Dave Chappelle incident. Wow. Think about the ramifications of that in light of what happened at the Oscars. Number 9, race and immigration together. At number 8, crime and violence together. At number 7, Elon Musk and Twitter together. At number 6, COVID-19 and new ideas about shots together. Russia and Ukraine together for number 5. The economy and interest rates, number 4 together. Number 3, January 6th and Donald Trump together. Number 2, partisan politics and the elections coming up together. And Roe v. Wade together. That's the number 1 story this week in conversation. How it affects you and the nation, the election. That's it. From the headquarters of Talkers at Talkers.com. Our comments on the charts this week from Talkers. Doug Steffen with the ladies from the DJV show at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook, and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
people list from talkers. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers and the names. At number 10, Dave Chappelle. Pretty much everybody knows that story at this point. Number 9, Elon Musk. And what's going on with him in Twitter? I think most everybody knows that at this point. Number 8, Janet Yellen, talking about the situation, the economy, and her job in the federal government. 8. Number 7 is Kevin McCarthy. He's a political hack for the Republicans. Number 6, Samuel Alito, a hack on the Supreme Court. Number 5, Dr. Oz. Number 4 is this guy, Madison Cawthorn. An interesting, I put that in quotation marks, character. J.D. Vance is at number 3 on the people list, talkers. Number 2, what did Trump used to be called? The Donald, that's it, right. Never hear him referred to that way anymore. Donald Trump's number 2, and the president in resident, that's our Joe. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list, thanks to the research done at Talkers Magazine.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology that we go over every week on the DJD program. Victoria Keelan is in charge of that research and reporting on these items. We count them down from number 5 to number 1. The Intel CEO. The story of the chip shortage. What's the update? That's number 5 this week. Victoria?
Well, 6 months ago, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that he predicted the global chip shortage would last until 2023. Now he's kind of pushing that date back to 2024. He said, we believe that the overall semiconductor shortage will now drift into 2024 from our earlier estimates because the shortages have now hit equipment and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. So he said that the global, actually Intel itself as a business is actually doing really well, and the chips that they make have not really slowed down as much as the rest of what we call the chip shortage, you know, has been happening. And so he said that CPUs, GPUs, game consoles, some of those were really the highest profile items that were hit by the shortages. And so he said that that the supply and demand are sort of already flattening out there, which is good news. But networking chip vendors are still in the middle of a significant shortage, and he said that Ethernet connections are particularly difficult, and he said that slowed down a lot of PC shipments. And so that's where he thinks that they're going to still have an issue maybe until 2024.
Number four, the crypto enforcement that is now coming to the surface. You got crypto, listen to this.
Yeah, so the SEC announced this week that they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now called just Cyber Unit. They've added another 20 positions, and the total of staff will go to 50 people now, increasing their ability to prosecute securities law violations related to crypto products. Now, the reason that this is important is because with more and more crypto being out on the market, the scams that are happening are almost at a record level, and the ones that they're investigating right now are called rug pulls. So operators of a project, they get investments, they promise big returns, and then they just disappear with the money. And so this happened recently with on two different groups. There was a crypto token that was named after Squid Game, the Netflix show. There's a collection of 3D avatars. All of this stuff ended up just being fraudulent. So the SEC feels that with NFTs and all kinds of lending platforms and decentralized finance, which is called DeFi services, they think that this is something that they need to ramp up for security.
All right. Number three, the Google privacy settings this week.
Google is letting you request personal info to be removed from Google search results. Now, over the years, it's become increasingly challenging to keep personal information away from the web, as we all know. But Google's updated policies now allow you to take more control of your online presence in the search. So Google says users can now request personal information like your phone number, email address, and home address to be removed from the search results. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parent or guardian to also request removal of their images from Google search results, which is a big thing, too, for people who have kids. Now, you have been able to do this in the past, but now with cases of doxing where personal info and addresses are shared publicly with malicious intent, Google is trying to help mitigate a lot of what's happening with doxing. So take control. You know, it's probably a process, but, you know, see what your search results are. If you don't like what pops up, then definitely contact Google and make their request to have stuff removed.
Number two on our countdown of the top five, AT&T is trying what?
AT&T, in a shady way, is trying to push people to their newer cell phone plans, and they're raising the price on some of the older plans. The unlimited and the mobile share plans are going to go up between $6 and $12 a month. And however, this is where they're being shady. They're not actually publishing which plans are being affected by this. They're relying on people to receive a message from AT&T and to actually act upon that. Don't waste your time. If you have AT&T for your cell phone, just call them up and find out what your plan is and what the new plans are. The new plans are supposedly cheaper, but don't get stuck with an old plan and paying more money when you could actually get more perks from a newer one.
Number one this week.
So this is back in the news. After several extensions, the time has finally come. The Real ID deadline is officially a year from now, May of 2023. Originally, air travelers were going to need to have a Real ID by October 1st of 2020 in order to get onto a domestic flight. Now, because of COVID and all kinds of other stuff, they've moved it to 2023. Make sure in your state that you find out what the requirements are, because you will not be able to fly domestically without a Real ID. So just get onto the website of your state and figure out what the requirements are and get on it.
59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.